Thanks for tuning in to Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Anna Hostert. The Iowa Seed Corn Cover Crop Initiative, a project developed by the Iowa Seed Association, looks to increase cover crop adoption, specifically within Iowa's seed corn production system. The project, funded by the Iowa Department of Agriculture's Clean Water Initiative Program, receives in-kind support from many agricultural organizations, including 8 seed corn companies. Over the next few weeks, seed corn companies will speak to their involvement with this project. They will also lay out the benefits, whether it be agronomic or financial, and what they are doing to further encourage grower participation. We'll hear from Bex Hybrids after the break.
The 2019 harvest is underway, and we here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network want you to take time to be safe this year. Harvest accidents happen in the blink of an eye. However, many of these accidents can be prevented by just taking a few minutes to be prepared. Taking a few extra minutes to be prepared and safe can be the difference between an easy harvest or disaster. 10 minutes of safety is worth a lifetime with your loved ones. Remember, no matter what you harvest, the most important commodity you bring home is yourself. All of us here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network wish you a safe and bountiful 2019 harvest.
Daniel Gans, production location manager for Bex Hybrids in Mount Pleasant, speaks to his company's role in the Iowa Seed Corn Cover Crop Initiative. Daniel, Bex Hybrids participates in the Iowa Seed Corn Cover Crop Initiative. Let's talk about why your company got involved in this project.
Well, it was really a no-brainer for us, something that helps benefit our seed growers. Of course, with seed corn, we're able to get the crop out of the field a little sooner than most guys would commercially, and just with a lot of the evidence on what benefits cover crops can provide for soil health, it was a win-win. We already had some growers using cover crops, so it was an opportunity to help them out, and then it's also helped out some growers who weren't previously using cover crops, give them a little more incentive to try that out.
And let's talk about the benefits you're seeing as a company, as well as the benefits growers are seeing.
It's hard to pinpoint that. Of course, cover crops are something you don't always see an immediate benefit. And it's probably something more our growers are seeing the benefits. Those cover crops are typically going on after our seed crop, and then they're typically in a year of soybeans before coming back into seed corn. So we're not seeing the immediate effects of it on our end, but I know it is a benefit for growers. One particular case, we had a grower from a couple years ago who applied cover crops following his seed corn. And then the next year, it was interesting, you could see a spot within the field where the cover crops didn't get seeded or didn't get established well the fall prior. And he had quite a few weed escapes in that area, but you could tell the area where the cover crop was planted that the weed control was quite a bit better. So that was just one of the few more immediate results that we've seen from the use of cover crops on our growers the following year.
Now, is Bex Hybrids doing anything outside of this project to further incentivize grower participation?
So it's tough to push it too hard because seed corn is just a little bit more finicky crop. So cover crops going into seed isn't something we're too excited unless it's more of a winter kill product, just as far as stand establishment goes. So we don't have any programs there to incentivize it. But it's more just a conversation we have with growers and trying to be more of a partner on their farm and try to identify what the right thing is in their situation. It's just with anything within farming. Everything doesn't work for everybody in every case.
That was Daniel Gantz of Bex Hybrids speaking to the company's involvement in the Iowa Seed Corn Cover Crop Initiative. To listen to the full interview, visit iowaagnet.com. I'm Anna Hostert reporting.